The Energy and Commerce Committee is the committee that has jurisdiction over communications within the country, and broadband's on the top of our priority list.
During this coronavirus pandemic shutdown, there's been a spotlight shining on rural America, shining on the deficiency of rural broadband. Arizona Representative Tom O'Halloran.
This light that you talked about has been shining because of a number of factors, and we've taken care of some of it and are working on other aspects of it. But all in all, rural America needs broadband because of education for our children, the ability to have hospital systems for our family that are effective, and you don't have to travel hundreds of miles to get to see a specialist. Especially for a visit instead of the surgery. But a visit, you can go under telemedicine and do that and have a decent conversation. And then obviously economic development. Those three elements are things that rural America has there's a void in a lot of that, and we have to close that and make sure that we can be treated like all other Americans and have the ability to have our children succeed, to be able to have a long-term life because of good health care, and that the economic development in the surrounding area and farming is done in an appropriate way. Not as far as our farmers are great on conservation and taking care of the land, but they need to have the help of the satellites and broadband to be able to plant the fields correctly and do what they need to do in the course of their jobs. We have worked with the FCC, and they're releasing $16 billion into rural American tribal lands. I had a mapping bill that got included in a larger package that went out, and mapping's telling us where the systems are at, and we can't build new systems until we know where the old systems are. And so that's being worked on through the FCC. We funded that for them. And then on the other side of the issue is we have a bill sitting over in the Senate. It's left here. For $85 billion to address these issues. And then on an ongoing basis, we're working with all the utilities and the co-ops and others out there to be able to find how we can collaborate and coordinate the response for rural Arizona and rural America.
But has throwing money at the issue actually led to solutions?
I think my grandfather and my father, who were both the dairy folks, they would say you don't throw money at anything. They say that you identify a reason to spend it and spend it wisely. And that's what we're trying to do. If you just start doing projects all over the place, that is not in keeping with the expenditure process that it should be. Whether it's broadband or anything else that's out there, we have to have a specific goal and objective and a long-range plan. And on broadband, it's going to take us not just the $85 billion that we've approved, or if it gets out of the Senate, but year after year. And it can't be 25-3, which is 25 download and 3 and speed and 3 upload. It has to be comparable to what people around the rest of the country have. Because we're rural America. It's food, where our food comes from. It's where every urban area. The food comes from there. The water comes from there. The ability to have recreation comes from there. So people, the flood of people out of the cities on weekends or for vacation, there's a reason for that. And we have to have people to maintain those roads. And America passes through rural America. And so there's a lot of issues that the two have to come to a favorable conclusion for, that we have to provide those families out there with the ability to have a quality of life that's appropriate for the American people.
On Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.